Gold, Central Victoria, the Knack, my Sharona. It's a 6:45, time to talk all things fishing. And Jeff's joined me on the line with thanks to Hartley's Hunting Attacker World Bendigo. Morning, Jeff. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Going really well, thank you. Rocking along early this morning.
That's one to get you going on a Saturday morning. Let's start off with trout and cod fishing. How's the trout and the cod looking?
Yeah, look, pretty good. With all the water around, you know, we were looking forward to a really good season, and it's been just that. And with this cooler spell of weather, let's say, particularly in the southern part of the state, that's really extended the good trout fishing that we've had. Trout generally prefer cooler temperatures, and you know, once the temperatures get up into the low 30s and even the high 30s, they really go off the bite. So we've been fortunate with the cool weather. Although the best fishing at the moment appears to be in the northern lakes and the rivers up north, with good numbers of cod and yellow belly going around. And we're really worried about this because of various localised fish kills due to the black low oxygen water that was a result of the large flood that we got. But the natives have been really resilient, which is great, and most appear to have survived those challenging conditions. And I see on Facebook one young fellow caught a metre long cod at the Kangaroo Lake Regulator on light gear, which is a pretty good achievement. I saw a photo of it on Facebook last night, and I thought, gee, that's a big job where he caught it. So, and that's just where I was fishing about 10 days ago.
And he got the big one, did he?
Yeah, he got the big one. Obviously put in the time, got his photo taken and would have put it back. It was a beautiful fish. But look, access along the river is still a bit limited downstream of Echuca. I do know people have been driving around the closed gates. You do that at your own risk, I suppose. But just check before you go, particularly if you're going up for Christmas, that access is available. And watch your regulations, particularly on cod. Remember the 55 to 75 centimetre slot limit and the bag limits. It's got to be very careful with that, particularly if they're there for a while.
Speaking of cod, we mentioned this last week. There's a codference. I'm not mispronouncing that. It's a codference.
Yes.
It's in Shepparton tomorrow morning, and you're going to be there.
Yeah, look, we're talking about all things cod at this conference, codference. And as you mentioned, that's going to be in Shepparton tomorrow. I'll be going up, and I think they're going to have close to about 200 people attending.
Wow.
We'll be talking about stocking, habitat, fishways, environmental flows, which will be a pretty hot topic because of the black low oxygen water that's come down. We're going to have a veterinary talk to us about how to handle large cod and release them, because it's one thing about catching those big cod, but you want to make sure that they're going to live. So that'll be an important presentation. The Indigenous community are going to talk to us about their connection to the Murray cod, or Pondy as they call it. You know, they've had a huge relationship with the Murray cod. It's part of their culture, as it is ours too, of course, I guess. It's our community. It's an icon species, so very important. So it should be a great conference.
So that's tomorrow in Shepparton. Were they biting this weekend, Jeff?
Yeah, look, probably the best spots at the moment. Lake Wenderoo is still great for trout. Each day we're hearing some great catches. A lot of them are fishing after dark, but you get a dull day like the last couple of days and you can get out there and catch a trout, so you don't have to fish half the night. Lake Bull and Merai down near Camperdown, they're getting Chinook salmon on hard-bodied lures, and the cod and golden perch along the Murray and the Warkul rivers are going well. And I've heard reports on some of the inland lakes of some really good large yabbies as well. So with the slightly warmer conditions in the north, the yabbies are starting to move about. So I'd imagine the Wimmera lakes will probably start to produce good yabbies in the next few weeks.
That was Jeff talking all things fishing with thanks to Hartley's Hunting Attacker World Bendigo. Thanks, Jeff. Enjoy Shepparton. We'll talk again soon.
Good on you, Sean. Catch you soon.